Blog Talk Radio.
My name, calling all night. I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Darling, calling all night. I can be a fool while I'm being polite.
Welcome to The Code. I am your host, Izzy Myers, all day. I've got my co-host on the line. Ron and Dre are here. Taylor will trickle in a little bit, and so will Medisa. What's up, you good black people?
What's good with you people?
Not shit. Quarantine, of course.
Dre, wait. I'm sorry, Amaj. I apologize. Dre, ELE2 is the shit.
Man, and look, somebody talking about I couldn't get into it. I fast forward through the whole thing.
I did, sure did.
That shit.
She didn't
want
to hear Farrakhan voice in the beginning. She heard Farrakhan in the beginning. She was like, oh, this is this nigger shit.
Bruh, yo, for him to sit on that album for 2 years and not drop it, and then he waited, and then he put the Kendrick Lamar shit on there, that shit is banging.
2 years. He said he was working on it for 11.
He worked on it for 11, but it was done. And then 2018, he just didn't drop it.
Wow. Crazy. But yeah, that's definitely a good one. I'm sorry, Amaj. We interrupted you. You can continue. We apologize, as you were.
This ain't the shit we talking about tonight. Y'all always do that shit. Don't nobody care. If y'all want to talk about that shit, talk about it on your own time. And amongst yourselves.
Somebody in their emotions this evening. We apologize.
By what? You said somebody on what? What you say? What was it?
Ain't nobody say nothing. Ain't nobody say nothing. Continue, please. Please continue. We drink,
okay.
we talk shit. Yeah, all that.
Whatever. So tonight we are here and we drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate things around these parts. Tonight's topic, we're talking about colorism amongst ourselves, like between black folks. Now we're not talking racism, we're talking colorism. The difference between the two. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Huh? What? Okay, I'm driving, so...
What? Who? What? What'd you say? You have something? I can hear you. What?
Nigga, I'm driving.
I'm sorry, I'm fucking with you.
House.
What I said was, is it really different?
You know what? But it's... Who knows? Because it's amongst ourselves. Like, can we be racist against ourselves? Because we're the same race.
And
but we're different.
So when we brought up the topic, you know me, I always come from around the corner, and I start thinking of that. As much as we have it in quote unquote our culture, right? there is another culture that can be called ours, but some say it's not, that has the same issue of colorism, and that is the Hispanic culture.
Yeah, because they have Afro Hispanics. Yeah.
There you go. Now let's go over to the subcontinent of India. Similar issue. You see what I'm saying? So when we look at different places around the world where there's colorism, even when you look at, you know what I'm saying, Asians themselves, lighter and darker Asians, you know what I mean? There is colorism within all races or all regions of the world, it seems, or all peoples of color, let's put it that way. So if all peoples of color where they live seem to be afflicted by a similar curse, it seems like that curse may come from the same source that their other curses are coming from.
Okay.
Does that make sense to how, you know what I'm saying, it may be intertwined with
it
racism?
Makes sense. It makes sense. And I mean, I it made sense to me. I mean, did it make sense to you, Dre?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. He don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That don't make sense.
But that being said, when I look at, so I'm thinking about some of my Hispanic friends, right? Latino, whatever you want to call yourself. And they have an issue because I know some are my complexion and they have grandparents that are lighter than you, and their grandparents have cut them off. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, damn, like if that's colorism to the highest extent. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Because they can't pass this paper.
I was gonna say they're not using the what you called it earlier, the brown paper bag test.
The brown paper. Yes.
Right. Like, how do you? You know what I'm saying? Like, in a situation like that, where it's your family, where it don't matter, you know they're your same blood. I don't give a fuck what color bag it is. You know what I mean? But I don't know.
Right. That's just like with my family. If you put us all together in one setting, you'd be like, oh my gosh, the range of you all is crazy. Like, you know, when you have that shirt that says melanin on it and you know how the different stripes that's on it?
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
legit my family. Like, that's the type of, we look like a gold doggone rainbow coalition of black folk. And this is like this is down to my first cousin. Like my daddy's brother's kids, my daddy's sister's kids. And we're all different shades. But if you look down my family line, it's the same thing.
You know what I start thinking? You know how they had Benetton, United Colors of Benetton?
No.
I think, you don't remember Benetton, nigga? Oh, you're a little young ass. Anyway, but Benetton,
no.
they had, like, they was like an international apparel company. So they used to just call themselves United Colors. You know what I'm saying? We all people. And I start thinking of United Colors instead of Benetton of melanin. I'm a get that t-shirt made. United Colors of Melanin and just have all colors there.
It's all colors.
Right. Well, we ain't got all colors.
We got a lot of colors.
I guess we do. That's even Ella, though. I think I'm going to do that. Anyway. So let me ask you this then. Since your family has that range in it, have you seen that there's been different reactions to different family members because of their skin complexion?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, when you look at me, you're like, oh, you're light skin. Like, You're like, oh, you're light skinned. I'm not the lightest of my family. I am not. I'm in the middle. If you don't get your ass out the way, sorry.
Ooh, bitch, get out the way. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, out the way. The whole way. Dang, I gotta get this stuff out this car. Dang it. I'm not the lightest. So when we were younger, I would see one of my cousins get treated a little bit better than my brown skin cousin. And I'm one of the ones that's in the middle, so I was just like, okay, I didn't have that much of a problem, but seeing them like, okay, you are just treated a little bit better. You're expected to be a little bit better than the others. And you get more stuff given to you at some point. But, yeah, and I am trying to get out my car. So you gotta get, excuse me.
Okay, I got a question for you then while you get out the car. So, as you're seeing, as you're a child, and you're seeing that the lighter family members are being treated one way, darker being treated another way, and you're in the middle, so depending on who you're with could be dependent upon how you're treated. Did you find yourself gravitating towards those lighter family members so that you can get the good treatment and away from the darker ones so you wouldn't get, be in proximity to the bad treatment?
No, I didn't. Keep in mind, y'all know, I fought my cousin. So, yeah, no. I didn't never gravitate to either one. I just stayed to my little self. Because, yeah, I already thought I was a bully towards them.
You was.
I mean, whatever. I don't want to take my sweater out of here.
Dre, you ever had that happen to you, Dre? You ever experienced that?
Yeah, because my cousin, Terry, his mama is white, and his dad is real high yellow. So when you see Terry, you think he's white. But he was the only child, and his mom, she passed away. So they, like, cupcaked his ass the whole time while he was young. You know what I'm saying? Like, my great uncle, he wouldn't give none of the other grandkids no damn Christmas toys, but he would give him some.
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's some bullshit.
It's the same bullshit. Like, this motherfucker, like, I remember, I never forget this shit. The little rubber wrestling doll came out, right? And, you know what I'm saying? We went down there, because that was our tradition, go down there to Uncle Howard's house for them Christmas dinner and everything. Well, we get down there, but we seen that he had these trees, the tree up, had presents up under there. And we looked, and every damn name was Terry. Like, what the fuck, man?
Wow.
We sitting there. This motherfucker had like 15 rubber wrestling dolls and shit. And me and my cousin JR and my cousin Buster was like, what the fuck make this nigga so goddamn special? We don't get shit. Like, what the fuck? And this nigga rubbing it in, playing with the dolls on our face and shit. He's like, all right, fuck it. So we stopped hanging with him for the longest, man. Like, we didn't start back hanging with Terry until he probably my middle school.
So you mean to tell me that you stopped fucking with your blood because one of your uncles was an asshole and gave him special treatment?
Yeah, because he was rubbing shit in our face. He was like, he was a little spoiled-ass brat. You know what I'm saying? He felt like he had to get his way regardless. So we was like, fuck that, nigga. You ain't hanging with us. We ain't going to spoil your motherfucking ass.
I ain't mad at you, nigga. I ain't mad at you. Fuck that half a crack ass nigga.
You ain't fooling your ass, nigga. Fuck that.
I'm stupid. Nah, but it's funny. So, I mean, when we look at it, yes, it is something that deals with us. it seems like specifically, but when you look at it, you see it's widespread. So then you start looking and you start seeing the effects of it. And basically the effects of colorism, it's the same shit as ageism, sexism. You know what I mean? It's the fucking divide and conquer. So when we look at that shit like that, like I know, Iman, what was that movie Spike Lee did? I know she know. What was that shit where they had the
School days. You know she knows. That's her shit. Don't even get her
right,
finger.
Right, right. I already know she know. You know what I'm saying? She probably, you know what I'm saying, got a finger up ass. Anyway, so School Days, they even go into it back. And that's, that movie is like, what? Got to be 35 years old.
Hair. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 30, 35 years old, because you say you got to be in the 90s before. Anyway, my point being, this is nothing new that we've been dealing with, and it just seems like as time goes on, we're dealing with the same bullshit. Because quiet is kept. All right, so what we used to say is we used to say something that's similar to colorism. What it is, colorism, just another form of it. We're playing ball, and you foul somebody, and it's a weak foul. First thing we say is stop being light-skinned. You see what I'm saying? And what that's doing is that's associating light-skinned to weakness. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? No, you know where this shit, all this shit started from, climbing the light-skinned dudes up. When Wesley damn stabbed old dude in the hand, they killed off all their damn light-skinned powers, yo.
You stupid. You stupid.
Okay, we
you just stupid.
Nigga. I'll be sure it came out, nigga. We was hard for
and when Wesley
niggas,
stabbed
man.
Kareem Akbar in the hand. That's funny.
Yeah, it was. We were struggling, nigga. You gotta look at it. Especially like all the little R&B singers back in the day. Them motherfuckers was high yellow, man. You know what I'm saying? They was the shit. Them little damn punk-ass, petty damn girls. I don't want you. You too dark.
See, nigga, stop it. Stop it. You're falsifying shit. You see what I'm saying? You're looking at it from your perspective. You're not looking at it because when we look at it, there's a long line of dark-skinned motherfucking chocolate niggas that was running the game from Teddy Pendergrass to Marvin Gaye. You know what I'm saying? Long line of them. But you also had them light-skinned motherfuckers who was pretty as shit. The Johnny Mathises. You know what I'm saying? That was pretty. The fucking El DeBarge. You know what I'm saying? You always had them little pretty motherfuckers. You always had that. Smokey Robinson. You know what I'm saying? You always had them little pretty motherfuckers. So I mean, this ain't nothing new, is my point. And I don't see us overcoming it until we overcome the root of the shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I ain't gonna hold you. It's funny when you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker call a fake foul and you say, you stop being light skinned, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you calling bullshit ass?
I'm not stop being light skinned. And you know what? And women get that too. Because I've been told, oh, you acting light skinned today. How am I acting light-skinned? What the fuck? Like, how am I acting light-skinned?
And what did you do for them to say that to you?
I don't know. I was just being myself. I don't know why I'm acting light-skinned.
And I got a bad habit of telling her that, too. I ain't even going for it.
And I don't even act like most people. Like I'm not stuck up and bougie, except for when certain shit I'm just not going to do. But I'm about the coolest person you ever gonna meet in life. And so I don't understand now, you know how some light skinned women, they quick to turn their nose up at some shit and this, that, and the third. And I'm like, I'm not really that person. And they always talking trash about some shit. Like, bitch, you have no, I've seen ugly light skinned girls thinking that they cute. No, bitch, just because you light skinned don't make you cute.
And D.
Because you out here looking like a raccoon. So.
Listen, don't get me started. You know I shout bitches' names out.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. So, you don't act like that. So, yeah, I don't know what I was doing that particular day for them to say that I was acting light-skinned or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. I guess I don't know. Because I wanted you to do some shit that you were supposed to do. Shut up.
Oh, wait, hold on. See, now there's more to the story, and you might have been acting like
I don't. I,
wait,
a, I
that,
don't
that little
know,
last
like,
sentence right there opened up a door.
Nigga, that's just me being a smart ass. At the end of the day, that's what
mm-mm,
that is.
Mm-mm. That's you,
mm-mm.
Nigga. That's you opening up a door. You just opened up a window. We see some shit.
Okay, what you see? Nothing.
Fuckery.
You don't see me.
When you said you're doing some, you may want to do some shit you were supposed to do. Who the fuck are you to tell somebody what they're supposed to do? See, there you go right there, judging motherfuckers with your light skin ass.
First of all, I am caramel complected. I am not completely light skinned.
Only reason you caramel complected, nigga, because you've been in the sun, okay? But once it starts being more dark during the day than light during the day, okay, and that sun stops hitting your skin so much, oh, that caramel go change. Just go change. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I'm acting light skin now. My bad. I apologize.
You wouldn't. Go sit down. Go sit.
Let me light something.
But why? Okay, so is it that light-skinned people seem to be more sensitive? Because that's when men are told that they're acting light-skinned when y'all are being sensitive to some shit and acting. Is that what people mean? I don't know.
Seems accurate. Yeah, I would go with that.
Okay.
And you saying with females it's being what, demanding?
I don't know. I don't know.
Nah, you don't fucking know. Nigga, we all hear the fucking smile on your face and you know, I don't know.
I'm trying.
Get the fuck out of here with your
bullshit. I'm trying to
see,
put
this
stuff
this
on the internet for us and you was acting a fool. I'm trying to do the stuff
what
that I was supposed to do.
What the fuck does
earlier.
That have to do with you smiling, nigga, and
I'm
fronting like you don't know what I'm
first
talking
of all,
about?
I know how to.
That
so
internet
the
shit
thing.
Ain't got nothing to do with my point.
So here's the thing. You do know that I speak on the phone prior to my current job. I was on the phone constantly. So I know how to put a smile in my voice without having a smile on my face.
That you said, you do know in a question form when you know goddamn motherfucking right I know what the fuck you did means that there was all kind of sarcasm in that motherfucking comment from the beginning, okay?
Hate
you. You see what I'm saying, Dre? How niggas be trying to play you like they don't know what I'm saying? Like people just listening, they wouldn't get that little bit. They wouldn't have caught that right there. Know what I'm saying? Like, oh, in case you didn't know, sir. The fuck you mean in case I didn't know, sir? I mean, fucking years out of New York. Nigga, you see, this that bullshit. They be trying to pull me out of my character, Dre. They be trying. I'm going to go smoke something and relax. Fuck y'all.
Oh, Lord.
And this is why me and Dre talk about Busta in the beginning of the motherfucking show.
Don't nobody care about that shit. But you too. How about that?
The audacity of you. You just mad because
yep.
Busta ain't fucking Dave East complexion. It's only.
Who the hell is that?
Lord, she done watched the whole series and don't even know who he is.
Right, who's that? Would you rather me say Bone Fucking Thugs? Is that more your fucking generation, you old bastard?
I know you're not talking old. I know, you, nigga, you said dog on Smokey Robinson.
I did not. Nigga, wait. When I pulled out Johnny Mathis, nigga, I was like, oh shit, wait, they may not know who that is.
You old, and you talking about me? Whatever, your old self.
Oh shit. See, there you go again. You know what I'm saying? Pointing out my mistakes like a light skinned person.
Didn't you point mine out? Didn't you?
I was just being a reflection of you. I was, see, that's what I'm saying. I fell for the okie.
No. No. You weren't being a reflection of me. You are being a reflection of yourself. That's who you are.
Yeah, very possible. Yeah, very possible.
What?
So, all right. So let me ask you this. We know that there's colorism in life. Right. And we just got to navigate through that. But how do you navigate through that in the workplace? Do you let it go? Do you ignore it? Do you stand up for your rights? Do you talk to the cracker about another black person that's acting a way of, you know what I'm saying? Do you bring the cracker and the man into your black-on-black crime business?
I don't know, nigga, because where my attitude is set up, I'm allowed to say something.
You know what? I mean, because we definitely, just like you're being told you're being too black, right? Have you ever been in a, because this is an example from one of my friends. She's sitting in a meeting, a black man head of the meeting, there's another black woman, and there's her, okay? And the black man says to her, if you weren't acting too black, there'll be more space for you here. Now, keep in mind, she's lighter than me. Okay? But she's being told she's acting too black. What is too black? Are you saying that I'm ghetto? Well, what is that? Well, first of all, what is acting black anyway? So who is she to go to?
Right. She has, like, and even if she has someone that she can go to, are they qualified to understand the nuance of her dilemma?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I've heard European people say that they didn't understand the term light skin. You either black or you're not black. You know what I mean? Like they didn't even realize the concept of black coming in shades. Either you a nigga or you not a nigga was basically what they were saying. So when they heard us, you know what I'm saying? Like, because they don't really have that nuance in them. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have that bigger range in the phenotype so that it can be that bigger discrepancy, whereas we do have that. So that's not even something that they was even aware of that was a thing. Like, it's some black people who don't recognize, some melanated people who don't recognize that Tay-Sachs disease is a thing. Why? Because we don't get Tay-Sachs. You know what I mean? So I get it sometimes when they say what they say. Because how would they know that if they ain't around us? You know what I mean? So if you got a boss that ain't never been around that, how could you go to that boss and be like, yo, this motherfucker over here mad at me saying I'm acting too black? The fuck does that mean
right
to them?
Right. They don't understand. Because they don't, they may not be, they may like, what's too black? What do you mean? Like, listen, I don't know. I'm
right.
just telling you
or flip
what
it
they said.
And saying that you're not acting black enough.
Right. Like, I've been told in situations I don't act black enough. Are you serious right now? This is not a point where I should be acting black. I'm trying to be the educated person that you're
trying to be. Whoa. What the fuck does that mean? I don't know what you're trying to say.
What?
You should always be black. What do you mean this is not a place? Black is everything. Wow. What do you mean?
Okay, let me take that back. Because I definitely am black. I'm African American all day, every day, woman, everything. But what I'm saying is that there's certain situations where pieces where they think that you're acting black comes out, right? Because in their thoughts and process,
when you say acting
black,
what do you mean? Like a person who is smart enough to build a pyramid? You mean like a person who is wise enough to be able to create a concept of religion? Is that what you mean by being black?
No, you know they have this perception of being black is ghetto. Don't act like you don't know that shit.
I got you, but I'd rather you say ghetto than black.
But this is what we're talking about. That's what people say.
Right, so then they can be corrected very easily on that. You know what I'm saying? That's one of them very easily correctable things.
But this is what I thought.
If you try to put a pigeonhole on my blackness, it is very easy for me to show the diversity of my blackness. What happened?
Thank you. I was supposed to stop and get me some grapefruit juice. Shit.
I don't give a fuck about your burning off the fat while you drink juice. Nobody don't care about your stomach. You know what I'm saying? Acidic intake. We're in the middle of a fucking conversation about some real black people shit, and you talking about some motherfucking grapefruit juice. See, this the shit right here that made me think that you want some fucking house nigga shit. You see what I'm saying? Your ass too light. You know what I'm saying? The conversation get a little too deep, and you start thinking, you know, I sure won't go inside. It's getting hot out here. I ain't used to being in the field with all these things. I should go inside where they got some nice cold grapefruit juice. I should drink some grape. That's what I should do. Let me go inside. You know what, Toby? I'm going inside. I'll see you later.
Yeah, hi, Keisha Taylor. Hey guys, what in the world did I just walk into? All I hear is hot nigga and grape juice and what?
This nigga over here, we having a fucking real conversation in the middle of fucking out from nowhere. This nigga say, oh shit, I'm supposed to go to the store and give me some grapefruit juice. Nobody don't give a fuck about your grapefruit juice, nigga. We was having a conversation. All of a sudden, she just goes to the left with it. You know what I mean? That just proves, like I was saying, when you coming on the dark inside, so if you go on her side, motherfucker, you getting excommunicated. That being said, we're in the middle of a conversation. She wants to talk about some bullshit. Fuck that.
That's not no. I thought that was out loud. It doesn't mean that I thought anything else about it. I was like, oh, shoot, I forgot to stop at the store and give me some grapefruit juice. So what? But you have to be
now, Ron,
angry black
you
man.
Know that we all talk out loud. We all think out loud from time to time.
Thank you.
Don't treat her like
thank
that.
You.
Don't do
that. Thank you, Fran. I appreciate you. Nigga makes me want to
don't
fight
do
her.
That, Mom. And I
this is right after
she.
This is right
nigga.
After she just said that she like yo. I don't be wanting to act black. You see what I'm saying? She had just said that with her fucking. You know what I'm saying? Her fucking beige ass.
Did he call you beige?
I'm sorry. Call me beige. I'm sick of him and his shit. I'm sick of him and his shit, period. I'm just sick of it.
Oh, my God.
I'm not bothering him.
Choking on that.
All I'm trying to do, all I'm trying to do is fix myself a nice little cocktail or whatever, and I forgot my grapefruit juice, so I'm going to have to improvise. This nigga wants to act the plum donkey-ass fool on me. That's fine.
See, and she was talking about grapefruit juice in conjunction with all kind of alcohol, trying so she can get her drink on. And she wanted to talk about somebody being niggerish and somebody being black, and she trying to get her drink on.
Wait,
this is what I'm talking
about.
Wait. Let me go to this group chat because was this the same time?
Wait. Let's just change the subject. Let's go back.
Thank you.
To this colorism.
Thank you for being here tonight, Keisha Taylor, because this Negro really just threw some stones living in the glass house.
It's not even stones. He threw some boulders. He was out here throwing boulders.
Nigga, if y'all can see, I got some Malibu Black. I never tasted that shit before. It's pretty good. It is pretty good.
The Malibu Black, is it Malibu with tequila in it?
No, it's not Malibu with tequila in it. Nigga, you gonna make me get my fucking glasses and read what the fuck this shit is? I don't know what the fuck I'm drinking.
Get your old ass glasses.
And see, now she old shaming me. She age shaming. That ain't right. It's my old. No, actually, my glasses is fucking new. It's my eyes that's old, nigga.
Well, get your old ass cheap glasses.
Right. You just wanted to say old. You don't care what you associated with.
Just
obviously get something old. Yes,
nigga. I ain't old. My eyes is old.
Okay, so Malibu Black. Bold Caribbean rum with coconut liqueur. So basically, it's Malibu. It's just a dark one. It tastes better than the other one. It ain't as sweet. Yeah, but it ain't bad. It ain't bad. I've been sipping on that right there while I've been telling Amaja about her fucking, you know what I'm saying, high yellow ass.
Listen, I don't need you to tell me nothing about me. Nothing. Not a single thing. So you can kiss all of my ass. All of my high yellow ass.
That's not nice. That's not nice for you to talk to me like that. I mean,
I don't care.
That's not nice.
Oh, wow. How can I put this in such a nice way so that you can understand it?
Well, before you put it that way, that's why you ain't got your fucking grapefruit juice. How about that?
But I had
bong, shot fire, pew, pew, pew. That's a 22, nigga.
You know what? I just don't give a fuck. How about that? But I still had juice to make my cocktail with, and I still got some liquor in here. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I'm
saying get drunk, nigga. There you go. You ain't got to fly the fucker from the sky so you can be on the motherfucking mean-ass ground. There you go. That's what it is. That's why you so mean, because you're on the ground. If you was you be friendly in the skies and mean on the ground, nigga.
No. And keep in mind, I have to work tomorrow, so I have to drive to Charlotte tomorrow in the morning. So I'm not going to get drunk. Not going to get drunk.
I'm still fucking mean on the ground.
No, I'm not. I'm the nicest person you know.
You're not the nicest person I know. You be calling me names fucking for the last 10 years.
But in those moments that I've called you names,
the nigga
didn't
say no, I haven't. She said but. Do we have to go any further? The nigga didn't say no, you're wrong. She said but. Come on, son. Somebody, Taylor, Dre, somebody. I can't get no love. I'm too dark to get love.
Okay, now, here's the thing. Now, you have called him a couple names here.
I never said I didn't.
Yeah, a couple.
I know
a couple
names that
of
I
names.
Called him.
You definitely called him a porch monkey. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that was his name for a long time, porch monkey.
I think that was like a 2-3 winters.
And it was for a while. It wasn't just for a little bit. It
was
for just one day.
Mm-mm.
It was for a while.
Not at all.
So.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's my point. So, I mean, but you telling her that she's called me shit teller is not really sticking up for me. I just wanted to peep, you ain't really holding me down, nigga. All you did was really all you did was make fun of me by exacerbating it by calling me one of the names she used to call me. Don't think I ain't peeped that neither. I ain't as dumb as I look. I got my glasses on, so I can see all the bullshit.
I never said you were a porch monkey. I said that's what she called you. And she has called you quite a few names over the years.
Okay, so boom. You said she has called you quite a few names. And I agreed with you on that. And that was established as fact. And we didn't have to go into the specific names is my point. See, this is what I'm saying. That's like saying, I'm saying she called me a peapot. Oh, she called you a peapot? Oh, that mean you used to pee the bed? Why you used to pee the bed? Oh, what used to scare you? You scared of clowns? Like I'm saying, you see how it digs deep into the fucking psychology and the psychosis.
What the hell?
What
the world is a peapot? What?
A peapot, a peapot.
What old grandpa thing is that?
See, now your age shit-ism. Y'all on your ageism shit. See what I'm saying? Y'all shaming me because I'm older than y'all. Fuck
and
y'all.
Girls, Negroes who walk around smelling peery. You know, they piss on the chair. Cold piss pot.
A piss pot, pee pot.
Period.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Come on, you sap sucker.
Why you smell like a porta potty at the golf course?
See what I'm saying? You get it. You just older
than
me.
Oh my God.
Yo,
this right here.
You could tell
the couple of people on here who have been drinking.
I've only had two sips of what I'm drinking.
Now, you remember I told y'all a couple of joints back where I can't clean up without my glasses on?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
I started
that.
Cleaning today, and I didn't have my glasses. Oh, actually, yesterday. I started cleaning yesterday. I finished today. And I cleaned yesterday, and I put my glasses on and had to do a walkthrough today. Yo, why the fuck am I quality assurance inspecting myself and my cleaning with my glasses on? I felt like a fucking failure because I missed the spot because your niggerish ass
just
felt
the need.
You see, this that bullshit. She didn't even have nothing to say about my old niggerish ass. She just wanted to let people know that I'm an old niggerish motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, because with your old niggerish ass, .. nigga ain't say nothing else.
You right.
Know what I'm saying? Nigga just wanted, that's all she had. That's all she had.
So bad.
She just wanted to throw a stone and then run.
Yep.
Hide a hand.
Yep. Boom.
Punk ass nigga. That's some real life skin. You know what I'm saying? Feel nigga versus house nigga shit. That's what that was.
But you know what? Here's the thing. I told you that my heritage is very different from a lot of people. So, and how our line goes is just very different. So
now you're going to explain your house niggerdom? Please, continue.
No, it was more of that the woman that my great-great-grandfather married was not an African-American woman. She was a Native American woman. So, as the line went down, that's when we started to have more African Americans, and we got darker, and our shades.
Nigga,
changed.
Wait a fucking second.
What?
Hold on. You said the woman that my great grandfather married. Is that what you said? Two greats.
Yes. It might be three greats.
Wouldn't that woman be your great great grandmother?
She is.
So why the fuck are you making her seem like she just a fucking, you know what I'm saying, the fucking furniture or some
this
shit?
Only this high-ass Negro listens that hard. How many blunts have you smoked today?
Nigga, that's nobody's business. I make enough money to support my habit. I don't need nobody throwing stones.
How many? Okay, so yesterday you exceeded a limit. Did you exceed that limit today?
I'm going to need you to stop being light-skinned and throwing subtle jabs at me. I'm going to need you to hold water, nigga. Hold water, nigga.
I'm just trying to understand where you're working from today so that I have a better understanding of how to deal with you. Do I have to meet you at your
Okay. I'm going to give you a specific understanding that I don't know if anybody else in this world has. Okay? I'm pre-gaming
for tomorrow?
The attachment I sent you.
Can I send it to her with your permission?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Y'all know I'm nosy. Don't do that.
All right, let me ask y'all this.
Are we changing subject?
All right, so we go put a pin in the colorism. We're going to come back to it, but we're going to put a pin in it for right now. I'm going to ask y'all a question. Everybody, look at the age you are right this very fucking second.
Oh,
right?
God. I feel like I know where this question is going. But okay, go. I'm sorry.
Now, go back to when you was 10 years old.
Oh, dear goodness.
And when you was 10 years old, think of the people who was your age now when you was 10. Now, put those people next to you. Do you see a difference?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's the difference?
The age difference.
You sound fucking stupid. You know what? I'm not even going to talk to you no more. Obviously, you didn't understand what I said.
I got you,
sorry.
Ron.
I'm sorry.
The difference is, for me, it's just the point in there in my life where I'm at. Just being comfortable and okay with myself and my decisions. I saw a lot of insecurity. I saw a lot more struggle.
Hold on. You don't sound stupid, but you got me sounding stupid because my question wasn't meant to go in that direction.
Oh, I'm this is
where I'm headed, right?
I think I already know where you headed with it, so.
When I was 10, motherfuckers who was 40 looked at real, real old. You know what I'm saying? When I was 10, motherfuckers who was 50 looked real, real old. You know what I mean? When I was 10, the lingo that I was using, those people at 40 and 50 had no idea what I was saying. You know what I mean? The music that I was listening to at 10, they were not listening to at 40 and 50. Now, I was listening to their music, but they wasn't listening to my music. Y'all feel me so far?
Why are these downloads saving to my phone? I don't understand what's going on. Okay. That's fine. I'm a screenshot this shit.
See, this is Grapefruit Juice Part 2. This is the shit I'm talking about.
I'm sorry. Go for it.
See, Taylor. Is it me, Taylor? Is it me?
No. Once again, you know how we think out loud.
We all do it. His ass do it, too. Shit.
I do. I just don't play it out on myself.
Wait, just be acting like he not the only one. Okay, that's fine.
But my point in all that I'm saying is that, like, middle-aged motherfuckers when we were children was old. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, middle-aged motherfuckers right now is just not young. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you ain't old, but you ain't young, OG. Don't front for me. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay. Well, all right then.
What happened?
She got my message.
Oh. Oh, right. Yeah, nigga. Yeah,
so
nigga.
What he's trying to say is that he's one of them old niggas right now. He's finally reached that old nigga status. And that when somebody may have been 10, that nigga was like a freshman in college and shit. Like, he, you know, I don't know. Is that what you're trying to say?
You trying to play me? You trying to play me, ain't you?
No.
Yo, y'all got your phones out? Yo, go into the office. Go to the office right now, nigga.
Now you done got us in trouble.
I can't really tell because the cutoff is not where it should be.
Oh no, it absolutely is. No, it absolutely is.
I don't know. Well, then I don't know. I take my okay back. I don't know.
And mind you, that was a week ago, nigga.
Just because that was a week ago don't mean that shit ain't still old. It was old last week and it's old this week. It's the same type of old.
Nah, nigga, I've been going, you know what? You stupid. You
green paper old.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, you was real tickled by that, wasn't you, Taylor?
I'm so sorry.
No, you're really fucking not. You're really not sorry. Sorry is what you're not. You're tickled, but not sorry.
We be tickled.
That's funny.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, we have been sidetracked from colorism.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Nobody don't even know what we're talking about right now. Everybody assuming
okay,
they understand
so,
what we mean. We having some real behind the scenes talk.
Okay, but anywho. Okay, so I have a story about the brown paper bag situation and dating. So there was a guy that I was interested in. You know, he was a nice, handsome young man. And when we met,
yo, this nigga sounded like a fucking 1-800 Cinderella. So there was a handsome young man that I was interested in. Strapping young fellow. Oh, shit.
So,
I'm the stupid one, though. It's me. Not the. Please continue.
It's you. So we're at dinner.
I need another drink.
And we're having a time. And we're having a conversation or whatever, and he says, you know, you would pass my mother's test. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he was like, the brown paper bag test. I was like, wait a minute, people still do that shit? I say, sir, I would never want to meet your mother if that's the case. And he was like, but I really think you would like my mother. And I was like, no, because the only reason why she would want you to date me is because of the color of my skin and that you think that I could give you pretty babies. Sir, no. I'm not interested.
So I feel you. I feel you. I feel you, right? And I don't disagree with you. But that's a very slippery slope, and let me tell you why, because that same sentence that you said, if you brought home a white boy, know what I'm saying? And it's like, you mean for the color of her skin? You know, yes, nigga, the color of his skin, yes.
So my uncle, so what's crazy, so my uncle, who is my dad's brother, is on that spectrum of the less melanated. Okay, keep in mind, because remember I told you that my first cousins all look different from me because of
right.
my uncle and my aunt. Okay, so my aunt, so I can give you a color scheme. My aunt is this.
She's Alfred Woodard.
No. She's like this, the olive colored brown, jet black hair. My
olive
dad
color. Give me
more,
a person. Halle Berry, maybe.
Darker, but more. She has more red undertones and Native American features.
Give me a person, yeah. Nigga.
I she puts you in the mind of Pocahontas.
All right, Pocahontas. All right, go ahead. Got you. That's auntie.
Oh, God. Oh, God. And so my dad is about two shades darker than her. About two. And so, and it, my
so he's like a
copper
penny.
Like, no, my dad is like your complexion, but with red undertones.
Yeah, like what I said, but different. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and so my uncle is lighter than me, green eyes, blonde hair.
Pretty motherfucker.
So when we were growing up, he would tell my cousins, who are also like him, that they can't bring home a white person for their mate. He wasn't going to accept that. Mm. And so mm-hmm. we were all like, but uncle, that's not right. Like, you shouldn't be that way. Well, God rest my uncle's soul, he passed when we were younger. Keeping my cousin, who's his son, married a white girl.
Turning in his grave. Turning in his grave.
Married a white girl and has three babies that look just like my uncle.
Oh, he doesn't raise from the grave. He's haunting them.
This nigga here.
I'm stupid.
I can't. You're dumb. Retarded. Stupid. But
I ain't wrong though. That nigga's booing them every fucking weekend.
Like the baby, like the baby, baby.
Ron,
looks
shut
like
up!
My
shut
uncle.
Up! Don't you say another word. Shut up.
Like I said, the baby, baby looks like my uncle to the T. Why do we talk to you?
Why are you blaming me? You started this shit.
How I started? What?
Nigga. For real? Do we have to go back to how you try to play me? Say less. My bad. I apologize. It's me.
Well, how
no,
did
it's
I
me.
Try to play you, old man?
It's me. See what I'm saying? There we go.
How
here
did
we
I
are.
Try to... Listen here, old fella.
Not old yellow, old fella.
Oh, old fella. But that shit people, that's shit that people say. And is it right? No. Because when I look back, I'm like, uncle, listen, we got white blood in us already, so what the hell are you talking about?
Right, but that's not by choice. Don't make the choice. It's his point of view, I'm assuming.
I don't know what his point of view was. And
no, you damn sure do. Don't front for me, nigga.
You know what? If I said I didn't know, guess what I don't?
No.
Thank you. Glad that you know.
Let me ask you a question then. Let me ask you a question.
No. Okay.
Nigga said no, shut me down early.
No, no.
What's your question?
No, I know. I don't want to ask no more. I don't want to ask. Obviously,
what's
you don't want to answer it. So
answer
fuck it.
I
don't want to ask.
Ask your question, fool. Is it that you don't remember
if
your question?
If your
now?
Child brought home a Caucasoid meat,
not a Caucasoid
would,
meat.
I'm not saying. Absolutely. I'm not saying would you or would you not accept it. Mm-mm, not my question of acceptance. My question is would you prefer it? It's a question of preference. Would you prefer it?
No, that wouldn't necessarily be my preference. But if she did, that would
No. Hold on. I don't need you to walk the middle of that preference line. I need you to be definitive. Not necessarily my preference. No, the fuck that. Yes, nigga, or no, nigga.
Okay, so I know my kid. So she ain't gonna bring that home.
Political kitty. I need you to say yes or no. Not necessarily. You know what I'm saying? You trying to hedge your not necessarily. Like, I don't know. Nigga, would you prefer that or not, nigga?
No, I would not, but I know my child, she wouldn't do it.
But you don't know your fucking child. You don't know your you know why
I
you don't
know
your fucking child? I'm going to tell you why you don't know your child. Because all situations and all bridges haven't been crossed. And I'm going to say this to you. And while I'm saying this to you, trust and believe I'm saying it to myself and my, you know what I'm saying? I got girls. So you know I'm saying this to myself also. I'm saying it to you. Motherfuckers come up to her and be like, yo, you are beautiful. I just love you. Wow. You would look good on my arm. How about this? My father owns these four hedge funds. And I vacate the Maldives and the coast of Greece.
Are you going to get my child out for a hedge fund?
Son, and this motherfucker say to your child, marry me. Be my trophy wife. You can have all that I have. Now, as my daughter, if a motherfucker said that to my daughter, hold on. If I was my daughter and the motherfucker said that to me, nigga, that would be a thought. I would have to deliberate. You wouldn't have to deliberate? That was okay. Taylor. No. Don't say nothing. Taylor. You heard what I said, right, Taylor?
Yes.
Put yourself in that position. Would you have to deliberate about that?
I wouldn't have to deliberate about nothing because you ain't coming to my house. She ain't welcome.
You ain't what?
I'm sorry. She ain't welcome. She can't come. She can't come to Thanksgiving.
What the fuck are you talking about?
She said if he
you
can't,
said
she
when
can't
I be,
use your comb, she can't come here.
Don't bring her ass
home.
So,
Taylor, if a motherfucker got a pink-toed boy that's worth, you know what I'm saying, $17 million, and once his father dies, he's going to be everything his father's worth, says to you, when you're fucking 19 and a sophomore in college, marry me, and you can have everything that I have. You wouldn't have to think about that at 19 or 20?
Hell no, because at 19 or 20, I'm still out of home. I ain't got time for that.
God.
All right. I can respect that answer. I don't believe it, but I respect it.
You're going to have to catch up with me when I get into my 20-something, like later on, like 25, 26. But 19, 20,
but do you realize
I'm trying to sit on
that
his 19 day, and his day, and they say.
Wait, but do you realize that 19 and 20 for Imaj and daughter and my daughter is like, nigga, I'm getting ready to graduate college. You know what I mean? So I mean, that's a little different.
But you asked me, you said specifically me.
Say
and
less.
I'm telling you.
You're right. You're right. My bad.
At
I apologize.
19 or 20.
Maybe I'm the only whore that will sell my soul for some money. Maybe it's only me. My bad. I apologize.
Yeah, 1920. Yeah. I'm still. Yeah, I don't have time yet.
Mm-mm. I don't see. Me, my whole thought process is, at 19 to 20, I'm gonna say to myself, I'm slick enough to get this bitch money and still fuck these hoes on the side. That, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking. I would say as a 19 or 20 year old. So if this bitch wants to marry me, sure we can get married, hun. You're gonna wait. You give me the ability to jet ski off the coast of fucking whatever fucking country I want to. These hoes don't offer that. I'm going with you, bitch. That's my thought process. You know what I'm saying? And maybe my thought process is wrong. I apologize for having a fucking thought process. Y'all are obviously grown up and more sophisticated than me.
Ron said he gonna do anything strange for a piece of change. That's what Ron said.
No matter the dollar.
Nigga, at 1920, nigga, when I was in SUNY Old Westbury, if one of them fucking crackers would have said to me, yo, my pop broke on Wall Street and he would hate it if I married you, but I love your dick so much that I want to marry you. Will you marry me? And we can rule his dynasty together. And when he has a heart attack, me and you and our children will run his... Nigga, I would have put a baby in that bitch so fucking fast. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
I apologize. That's totally my fault. I shouldn't have shared that much. I'm wrong. Please, somebody else talk.
Ask Dre the same question. See what Dre would do.
Well, I probably not do it.
Ew.
Oh, I ain't as strange as I thought. Interesting.
Sometimes you gotta have a plan B, man.
No, what you need to do is be up on taking the plan B.
Wait a minute, you've been on the line the whole time, hey Dre.
See, nah, y'all setting the little girl up for no reason. Make
nigga,
sure
she know what it is.
They got plan B in it. Girl, take this with you at all times. They trying to catch you.
I ain't gonna hold you. It's a part of me that wanna believe y'all, but it's a part of me that think y'all fronting like a motherfucker. It's a part of me that's saying in my mind that y'all would think I'm thinking for you as a 19, 20 year old, and this is some real audacity on my part.
You have to realize at 19 and 20, I was pregnant with twins, so that my thought process was different at 19 and 20.
Okay, so let's go to 18, 19, right before that nigga nutted up in you. How about that,
oh,
nigga?
God.
No, I'm saying that's
I don't
so want to
talk to you anymore. I'm sick of you. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
I'm sick of you too.
To you.
I don't even know why my mama loved me. I really don't. But that being said, before that nigga shot up the club, I find it hard to believe that we wouldn't think that, yo, you know what? I could get the, you know what? We want. Maybe it's me and my fucking arrogant New York attitude. That could be it also. But I find it hard to believe that a teenager wouldn't say, you know what? Fuck it. And if it don't work, I just get divorced. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't know very many teenagers that are grounded enough to give away the possibility of millionairedom. I don't know very many.
Maybe they were probably raised with some type of moral or values and not just looking at money.
All right. First of all, that little laugh right before you finish your sentence said everything I needed to know. And how about this? Fuck you too.
She said,
maybe.
What? Are you laughing at me?
When the nigga hit you with the maybe. Yo, son, when the nigga hit you with the maybe. Nigga hit me with the maybe.
Your spirit is tickled.
Oh shit. I'm not fucking with y'all. You know what? I'm not even talking to them. I'm gonna like the rest of this clip. Fuck y'all.
Just under your breath. Just maybe those kids were brought up in a way that you just weren't. And you was like, you know what? I see this quick money, easy shit. I ain't even really got to fuck with this bitch. Like, I got to act like I love her. But do I really love her? And get these hoes and still marry her. This is your thought process for you. Am I right or wrong?
Not only are you right, but when I was in school, the motherfuckers who was around me, 93.2% of the motherfuckers was making the same decision I was making.
Poor ones. Oh, Lord.
But it was a lot of whoring going on my campus. So, I mean, I guess that plays itself out.
So you went to a whole-ass school.
You too.
Oh, I know I did. That's why, I know I did. There's hoes on there now. They just
right.
Old.
That's
hoes.
Why I'm confused as to why you see it. My point of view is so fucking contrary to fucking everything that you understand.
Which number is this today? Which number is it?
I'll fucking it.
Hate me.
Are you saying fuck it, Miss Moore? But you know what? I don't really hate her no more. I'm starting to hate you, nigga.
You don't hate me. If you hate me, you wouldn't talk to me. So
and then, wait, and I talk to you more and more, it seems more frequent than ever. What the fuck is wrong?
Right. If I be like, hey, I need to talk to you. 2.5 seconds, my phone is ringing. Yeah.
Why you gotta tell everybody my business? Like, I ain't got shit to do in my world. Like, I'm at your beck and call. See, that's that light skin shit. That's the shit I'm talking about. Everybody ain't had to fucking know that that's how I proceed. See, fuck you.
Oh, okay. Raising my hand. I got another question. So we
see?
Have the side.
See, now this dark skin nigga is about to act light skin. Go ahead, Taylor.
So let me get this straight. So we out here having whole side conversations. We out here sending screenshots and everything else. And when I say something, everybody act like they don't understand what I'm talking about. That's all right, y'all.
I'm saying completely what you be talking about. No, okay. So he and I had a conversation some weeks ago about something, and
stop. I conversed with everybody about this, and you were the only one that happened to run across what I talked about. I didn't just talk to you about it. I talked to all of them about it, correct?
It was, you know what? It was on the show. It was.
Hell no.
Right.
You ain't
Thank
say
you.
Nothing to me.
Thank you. You don't even know what it's about, so how you know I didn't?
Excuse me. The last inbox I got from you was asking me, did I want a regular picture or a new picture to post for you for the week?
See, again,
no,
that's that light skin shit. You could have just said the last correspondence we had was picture preference. No, you didn't have to let motherfuckers know that I got dick pics that I be throwing out across the internet like that. That ain't necessary.
Clearly you do. Because
you see what I'm saying? That's some light skin shit from
a
dark skin motherfucker. I'm confused right now.
Wait a minute. Clearly you do, because said picture that you sent is the prefix of the type of pictures that are nude. That's the first picture.
No, nigga. This is Austin Powers with the fucking ketchup bottle in front of the dick. I know exactly what I'm doing.
That's
follow all FCC regulations, nigga. All FCC regulations. What's wrong with you? She the one over here telling motherfuckers that I violate regulations. That ain't nice. That's light skin action.
I mean, all of us got types of pictures in our phones. We all got them.
See, now, so now what you're doing is saying, yeah, wrong, you wrong, but we wrong too. No, nigga, none of us don't have to admit no wrong if she would have just shut the fuck up. See? See?
Well, I can say I don't have any pictures in my phone. I have video.
So now she want to be like, oh, I'm even worse. You know what? Fuck you. I'm quiet. Where my blood at?
Which number is this again?
Fuck you.
But, okay. So, we're having a conversation. So, that's why.
We got to talk about how
he be out here doing whatever he wants to do in life sometimes. And that's how we got the pictures or whatever. That's the pictures I sent to you. And he was asking me what my thought of the person was. That's all he was. That's all he was doing.
No, stop. We wasn't even on that right there. We was on some other shit. Why the fuck you go back to that? See, this is what I'm... Yo, y'all niggas be fucking killing me. What we was talking about was Taylor. I had a conversation with everyone about gifting boards.
Yes.
And how you put a couple dollars in,
okay,
being a couple people... I know I fucking did. This nigga go back to some other shit that we left 30 fucking minutes ago. Why you bringing that shit back up with your light skin ass? Anyway, I was talking to all of y'all about that. Imaj happened to have some shit that happened to come across her table that referenced back to the conversation that I had. So she reached out to me directly. That makes sense. If you would have had somebody that would have come across your psyche, you would have reached out to me. So don't make it seem like it was some crazy shit. Why I gotta fucking explain myself to y'all light skinned niggas? And only one of y'all is light skinned.
Well, you know I'm nosy, so I gotta know what's going on.
Right, but that's fucking unnecessary. You could do that shit in the office, nigga. You ain't got to do that shit in front of the world, nigga. See, this is what I'm talking about. And you know me being high, being drunk, and the person that I am, I'm going to answer the question because I'm fucking stupid.
There you go.
Right, so next time, ask those questions in the motherfucking private, nigga.
Okay.
She about to ask you a series of questions in the private.
I ain't even looking.
Okay. You gonna look? Oh, you gonna look now?
And you gonna answer my question when I get it?
Bam! Boom! Clap!
Anyway, colorism.
Because you're not even gonna remember. You're not even gonna remember that you're not gonna answer my question.
I don't even
you
know.
So high. You high?
No, you don't worry about what fucking number it is, neither. Number two, nigga, that's a number it is, two, nigga, two.
Mm-mm. No, you've been off all day long. You a two lie.
Wait, I don't know what number it is if you want the truth, but I know in 11 minutes it'll be number one.
It's going to fall back over. It's going to fall back over.
I don't know what number it is, but I know what number it's going to be.
That means that you probably exceeded your limit again today. And probably exceeded.
Oh, shit. Yo, you know what it is? I'm going to be 100% real with you. I did a lot of shit around the house today, nigga. I've been working out. I changed my dining room table, fucking tablecloth. I did all my laundry. I don't have one piece of dirty laundry in the house. And it's all folded up except for the socks. No, and put away. And I vacuumed. And I cleaned the bathroom and the kitchen. I only got one pan in the sink. Like, nigga, I feel fucking accomplished. I can celebrate.
Hey! As you should.
And I got food in the refrigerator, and all my bills is paid, and I got a couple of dollars to trick on myself.
Not trick on.
On myself.
Not trick on. Uh-huh. Yep.
Ron said, excuse me. Ron said, it ain't tricking if you got it, okay?
When the fuck did Ron say that? Ron never said that. Not brother Ron. Not Ron up there. Not this Ron. What Ron said that? Not me, nigga.
That nigga.
He said it ain't tricking it if you got it.
Nigga,
that's
what wrong was that? Don't speak for me, honey. I never said that. It's tricking whether you got it or not, nigga.
That's what he's doing. He out there tricking. And he's tricked.
That's like saying it ain't murder if you ain't love him. What, nigga? What? No, it's still murder, nigga.
What?
It ain't tricking if you got it. Ain't no fucking clauses to tricking, nigga. It's tricking or it's. I think, all right. So.
God.
You know what? You know what? If figures a woman would say that shit, because. A woman would say some shit like, and maybe I shouldn't say this, Dre, because I'm about to fuck up men's fucking threesomes for the next 1,000 years. But a woman would say some shit like, yeah, I licked her pussy, but I ain't gay. Silence.
Silence. You want somebody to say to that? I mean,
yeah,
now a nigga, let a nigga say, hold on, let's reverse this. Let a nigga say, yeah, I sucked a nigga dick, but I ain't gay. The laughter that happens after that statement is fucking monumental.
Listen, have I ever told y'all the story about the guy?
The football player. Yes, you have,
yeah.
Nigga, numerous times.
You is the gayest man. I'm gonna need you to get your gay ass down somewhere. You like to suck up the same thing I like to suck up.
For those who are confused, she's talking about the football player, not nobody on this show.
Right. There was a football player I knew while I was in college. Did not go to the same school I did. But, yeah. Yeah, that nigga was out there sucking his best friend's dick and talking about he wasn't gay. And then he called me a black bitch, and I had to let him know. Had to let him know about himself.
Wait a minute. He was sucking his best friend.
Oh, shit. Here this nigga go. Go ahead, tell him.
What?
So wait. So he was sucking his best friend's dick, but he gonna say he ain't gay. So what are you? A sex
person? So okay. So Ron has heard this story. So there was a guy that I was getting to know while I was in college. He was like, you know, I feel like I can really talk to you about things, and you're so understanding. Because I've always been this understanding person. This ain't just some shit that happened over the years. I've always been very understanding of people. And so he's telling me about.
See, wait, hold on. Before you continue, this is some bullshit. Because I wasn't supposed to roll my next blunt to 7 minutes from now, and you got me rolling right now, nigga. I fucking hate you. Go ahead.
Anyway, so he's telling me the story about how him and his friend, they did X, Y, and Z, and he done sucked some penis before. Now, the first time, I was like, oh, okay. And but then he said he went back and did it the second time. Oh, okay. So I could stop trying to talk to him like that.
That's called Dos Equis.
Nigga, you did it. It only takes one to be like, oh, you know what? I really don't like this. Not a second time. So the second time is like, I like this shit and I'm going to do it again. So I was like, oh, okay. And so I slowly, gradually stopped talking to him. And so then I was, you know, talking to a basketball player or whatever. And he got wind of it. And I was like, oh, what it would be like, you know, to be an NBA wife. And he was like, you black bitches always looking for a come up. Who, her, who you calling a black bitch? Okay. One, you're gay. So it shouldn't matter. What any black woman.
But you know what would have been funny? If you'd have been like, us black bitches.
Right. Like, you and me, black bitch. You know? And I'm like, dude, are you serious? This is what we're doing? Okay, you want to go there with me? That's fine. I got your black bitch. So, I told him he liked to say dick, and he gay. You know? And, but I'm so I'm understanding to a point, I'm like, I understand that, but when you come at your face sideways at me, sir, I'm about to read you for all you're worth. You're gay. You like boys. You like to suck dick, like I like to suck dick. So guess what? You're gay. You're homosexual. Sir.
Now,
yeah,
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. But the bullshit in my world and probably all world comes in is that, so does that, if you flip that and a woman puts her tongue on a clit, does that make her gay?
And you know what, she can be, if she knows how to admit that shit to herself, be bisexual or gay or whatever you want to be. Don't just sit around calling people black bitches and think they ain't about to say some shit, because nigga, you out here sucking dick and thinking it's not, like it's right. Are you trying to talk to other
okay,
women?
I apologize. When I phrased the question, obviously, I didn't let it be known that it was a yes or no answer that was expected. So I apologize because I didn't make that clear. You doing all that talking, nigga, and you think you answered the question, but you really didn't.
Jerk. But you, okay.
So, see, we now have an understanding. That is a yes or no answer. We don't need 73 words. We just need one.
He likes boys. He likes to suck at the same thing. I like to suck. You're not about to come home to me smelling like bologna on your breath. And you
okay.
About
now
you
rewinding and going back to the place where we already left. We already established that he's a fuckboy. Now where we at? See? Taylor, you see the bullshit, Taylor. I know you see it clearly, Taylor. I know you see it.
Yeah, this one, yeah, it's like, yes or no.
It's like, yes or no. What's all this talking for? Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You know what? Again, I apologize. I'm supposed to be rolling. I shouldn't even be talking right now. I apologize.
Dummy. You're on, Medisa.
Hi, y'all. I'm home. I made it here.
If you don't
finally
get the fuck
hey
up. Hi, girlfriend.
Hi, boyfriend. Oh, my God. Y'all talk, man. Oh, my God. Hey, I got so much mad props for you, my son. I don't know how the fuck you do it, because this, I've been up since 4:45 a.m. And the bitch is tired. Whew, Lord.
Okay.
You ain't on a drug
thing,
sister?
No, I ain't got no drugs in my system. I literally went to my full time at 4. I got up at 4:45. Started working at 6 for my full time. Got done at 4:30, and legit went to coach at 5 and just got home. Yeah.
I ain't gonna hold you. You know, Medisa. You know I fuck with you, right? Yes or no?
Yeah, I know. I know you do. What's
you
up,
know
baby?
I love you. Yes or no?
I know you do.
Oh, God.
What's
no,
up,
one is high as a kite, right?
You
about
all right. You ain't answering yes or no, so you falling
yes.
into the same fucking trap that this
okay,
nigga
okay,
fell
okay,
into.
Yes.
I ask you
I
for one
you
word
me.
Answers.
Okay.
You saying, yeah,
okay.
I know.
Okay. Okay. I know you fuck with me. I know you love me. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. 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 And yes. Okay. What you got to say?
I'm saying. I don't know. I forgot. I'm drunk.
Exactly. I believe that. That's quite possible. I'm sure by now. Yeah. I'm trying to get where you at.
I ain't gonna front. I had a whole line of questions. I forgot
hey.
All that shit. I don't know.
Yo. I'm trying to get where you at. Just text me tomorrow.
I know. A mom made me mad to the motherfucker because she was doing some dumb shit and it seemed like you was doing the same dumb shit and I don't even remember nothing after
I wasn't. That wasn't the case at all.
She just got here.
I know, like, what the fuck did I do already?
Taylor, you know we was going time. Through yes or no questions, and we're getting 83
okay,
que- 83
okay,
words
Ron,
instead of one.
Ron,
so when Medisa
Ron.
Gave me 6 instead of 1, it triggered
Ron,
me.
Okay, Ron, let's start over. Okay, start over. Rewind.
I was triggered.
Triggered. Okay, start over. Rewind.
Nah, we not starting over, nigga. Go elsewhere, nigga. We not starting over.
I'm about to start off this shit. What ignorant shit do you got to say right now? Like, I know.
I ain't got nothing ignorant. Let's go in the office and look at my picture, nigga.
Let me see.
We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about
Ooh,
it.
Oh, and you got the little
anyway.
B. Okay, yeah, I see you, boy.
Right, nigga. Yeah, that's the bang, 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 nigga. That's the bang, bang, bang. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. I see you with the B. Okay, yeah. All right. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm not that y'all. What is wrong with you? I'm whining. Come here.
Oh.
Y'all blue is whining. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with him. He been whining lately.
Yeah, I ain't go front.
Go through baby face.
I don't know if y'all don't realize this because I don't think y'all see shit like everybody don't see it the same way. But we are more fucking humorous than these people know. Because this behind the scenes shit is fucking hilarious, nigga.
Anybody yeah. want a blue nose pit bull? Anybody want a
nope.
I'll give him some.
I ain't home enough to battle free. Dog.
He's no nope. he's whining and I don't know why.
Because you ain't been home all day.
Oh, hi brother. Hey no brother.
Okay. Whining
bro,
like
you been going all fucking day and you mad that the dog is looking for attention?
No, his daddy was here. His
were you there?
His mama is home. It's when
thank
mama
you,
is home.
Nigga. Feminine energy. It's just like a child.
Hello, Baba. Hello, Baba.
Okay, we're not about to sit here and listen to you talking about dog.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. All right,
so Medisa.
Yes,
Medisa.
Yes.
We was
yes.
talking about before colorism.
We talking about what?
Colorism, nigga. What the fuck you mean? We talking about what? You don't know the fucking topic, nigga. You chose it.
No,
I didn't.
Keisha Taylor chose it.
I did not choose the topic.
Keisha Taylor.
Oh, I thought it was the other nigga that was talking. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You know what? You ignorant.
I've been ignorant, nigga.
Okay, so what we talking about colorism, okay?
Right. Have you experienced that before? Like, motherfuckers talk about
I'm not saying
you don't act black enough, or you acting light-skinned because you acting emotional or sentimental or something of that nature.
Yeah, I have in my own family.
Do tell.
I have. I got some people in my family that's like real, how can I put this? They just good. They just ghetto. Like, they just hood and ghetto. Like, right? They don't think like I think, you know, and so, like, they're always saying, oh, my God, you acting real light-skinned for what you're doing. How you bougie. You acting light-skinned. I'm like, well, how the fuck am I acting light-skinned just because I don't want to be ratchet or ghetto? Like, I don't get it. It's pretty terrible. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. I'm just like, how you going to discriminate against your own kind? Like, but they tell me that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you're not black enough, should I say. I'm like, what? I'm brown just like y'all. What the fuck? Like, where did it come from? But that's what they do. Like, I'm not going to sink into no category just because they feel like I should be. Like, no, absolutely not. So y'all can think what the fuck y'all want to think. Like, I give no fucks what nobody thinks. Period. Point blank.
I'm stupid. I apologize. But
what you about to say?
When you say absolutely not.
Yo, listen, I'm tired. When I say I'm tired.
That, absolutely not.
Absolutely
like,
not.
I kind of understand what they say.
Because I'm a little different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just am. Like, I'm okay.
Absolutely
I'm okay not. With my differences. I'm okay with my differences and stuff. You know, I can't force another person to be okay with my differences. You know, that's the issue. So, you know, I really don't. Yeah, I just, for me, I just think that there's so much of that goes on, you know, in our community, and we just don't, we turn a blind eye to it because it's just been so acceptable. But it's something that it's a taught behavior, right? It started back in the day.
So, boom. When you say that, all right,
mm-hmm.
So I just sobered up real quick, right? So when you say that, what that makes me realize is that we come from such a diverse past that inherently we are accepting of differences. You know what I'm saying? Because we realize we have so many differences in us naturally.
Right.
So we realize that. So we are accepting of different things because we're like, yo, that's me too. It looked different, but it got the same soul. It come from the same entity. It come from the same spirit. It come from the same beginning. So, but what happens, in my humble opinion, and I could be wrong, when you have an obvious fault, or not an obvious fault, but an obvious place of weakness, then those who are your enemy can attack that easily. And when we have so many different looks, types, complexions, those who are against us, if you make us look at those things like they're different, you know what I'm saying? It's easy to do because naturally that's just what we are. We're different. So if you make it seem like, yo, if you look different, you're not the same. Am I making sense or am I fucking drunk?
You made some sense.
I ain't hearing no amens, no
yeah,
wells,
you,
and nothing.
You,
y'all just
know,
shutting the fuck
it,
up. Y'all got me confused. It's like, all I hear myself echoing in the background. I'm like, nigga, I'm
you're
making
a
head.
I had muted my phone.
I
was agreeing with you and talking at the same time, but I forgot I had muted my phone. I'm sorry. I agree.
I'm like, nigga, I ain't getting no affirmations, nigga, nothing.
We were listening. That's what you do when you listen. You stop talking and you listen to people.
Not the black woman I know. I'm sorry. My bad. I said that out loud. My bad. I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that out loud. I apologize. My bad. Medisa, help me. Help me, girlfriend. Medisa, bail me out.
I had to mute my phone. I was trying to get some food. Ron, like, okay, listen. So what you said was very valid, right? In the respect that I, well, it was kind of along the same lines of where I was going. So basically, it goes back to this whole thing of,
oh, wait, I'm sorry, Medisa, don't help me out. You just don't forget. Amaj, you help me out.
To hell with you. Kiss my ass. I'm about to make me something to eat. I'm hungry. Nigga. See, you, this is why you can't be nice to me. This is why you can't be nice to niggas. Because they come back to me with the script. I hate him. Why is he laughing like that? What's wrong with him? He's crazy. I'll be right back. Hold on. I got to make
hold on. No, we're getting ready to go in a little bit.
Ron, you are having way too much fun. You're laughing uncontrollably. What have you been drinking? What have you been smoking? That's all I want to know. Tell me about it so I can get where you at. Tell me.
Oh, shit. I was stupid. I apologize. Oh, but
no,
I ain't never sorry.
You don't mean it. You don't mean it. You apologize.
No,
you
I apologize, but I'm never sorry.
You're not, because you're an ass.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
With a capital A.
Ooh. Oh, man. Oh, Lord, this is hilarious. Y'all are stupid.
No, you're stupid. So, tonight... So, after the show, we'll be going into the group, and we'll be live for a few. If you want to talk to us in the live aspect, then that's where we'll be.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I need some water.
Go get some. Hurry up.
Well, then fuck y'all, but I'm gone. I see y'all when I see y'all.
You love. You're a love, okay? You are love. Y'all
okay,
save me.
Okay, so we'll see you all in the live, in the group chat. Be good. We'll be here next week. Same time, same place, different types of shenanigans. Yeah, we'll be here. So be good and whatnot. So we'll see you in a little bit.
Bye.
Good night.
No, bye.